Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm concerned about the fate of the show today.
Why is that?
Why?
I'm strung out. I've had maybe 90 minutes of sleep.
Really?
Why?
I don't know why. I had like first day of school jitters last night. I don't know. It's a big week. It's Valentine's Day. We've got Masked Lover. We've got Justin Timberlake. We've got this and that. And I've got this event to do today. And I've got all this other stuff. And I just...
And the high of the Grammys.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought the Grammys were pretty great last night.
I liked it.
I really did.
A little long, but yeah, they were good.
They were 10 minutes late. You know what I mean? They plotted for 3.5 hours and it was...
Yeah, I get into it, and then I'm like, and then all of a sudden, at the 2 hour mark, I go, oh, come on.
Like the Alicia Keys thing was cool, you know, where she's playing the two pianos.
And that was cool.
It was cool, but I found myself going, why are we doing this? That was all. I just went, to what purpose? And it was really just for Alicia to show off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, or they wanted to show her off, whatever it was, and I kind of wished... that she had done, and you know how much I hate medley, but I kind of wish they had done medley of her stuff.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
But yeah, I thought the whole thing was pretty great, but yeah, I'm laying in bed, and you know when you're trying to go to sleep and you just can't?
Yeah.
So I slept from like 9:30 to 10:30, and then I was awake. And then from 1:45 to 2:30. And that was it.
Oh, I'm sorry,
man. Yeah, and that was it. So I have had way more coffee than anybody should have before 6 in the morning. There's something.
I find myself that there's something I'm dwelling on, and I start recycling it in my head. Like, I'll lay in bed, and if I go, stop doing this, and then it just continues, I'll do the same thing where I know I fall asleep, but it's for 45 minutes, 90 minutes, or whatever. Yeah,
those are the
worst.
I've got this trip to Nashville later on this week, and I was fixating on what I was going to pack. What clothes?
Oh, really?
What clothes am I going to take?
That's what gets you up.
When is my return flight? I finally had to get up and go look at my phone because I couldn't remember when my return flight was.
Am I coming back
Friday or Saturday? I don't remember. And then I'd go look, and then I've got this thing today. Then they're doing it's a big deal, but it's not that big a deal. They've got this grand rededication at Las Vegas Country Club. So a buddy of mine that goes to the Rebel Games wants me to come out and host it. It'll be a grand total of 10 freaking minutes. But there's some big players there, and I don't want to look like an idiot.
No, I get that.
So I just, and then not for nothing, we got a show to do.
Yeah.
You know, so
you look good. You got a nice
shirt.
Well, that's the thing.
Nice shirt on.
Oh, I didn't know what I was going to wear today.
Powerful. Is that a new shirt?
Yeah, I like it.
No, you just haven't seen it because I don't dress like this.
Yeah.
I'm wearing suit without the jacket right now and no tie. So, yeah, but I was fixated on all of that. And not for nothing, I've lost 25 pounds. So I was worried that none of this would fit. So I picked this shirt because it's ordinarily tight. And so I said, I picked this shirt. And then you'll see the pants are like they're bunched up because they're big.
Well, you look good.
I'm not complaining. It's just I need to get my act together. So that's it. And then I'm back there. I'm getting ready for the show. And my office is in a converted back bedroom, which for whatever reason was stifling hot this morning. So I'm sweating like a cartoon character. And it's just, yeah, I'm a mess. I'm afraid for the fate of the show today.
No, don't say that.
So I'm just going to lean on you guys and hopefully hit the right button.
Okay.
No, what you should have done when he said lean on you guys, and then you should not responded at all.
Yeah, just don't say anything.
You should have just not laughed or anything. Silence.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Sorry, I don't think our mics work. I don't. Yeah. All right, well, we'll see how this goes.
Hey, don't miss a minute of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Here's what's next.
Yeah, coming up in just a couple of minutes, obviously. First pick today. We're going to hold Justin Timberlake tickets. We've got them all week long. We're going to hold Justin Timberlake tickets until Spence's challenge today, okay?
Right. Okay.
But Chris Tucker's coming back to the win. He's still got it on stage. I saw him. He went up with George Wallace. He was just in town one time. Went up on stage with George Wallace and killed.
Yeah.
Did like 15 minutes off the cuff. Like, Chris Tucker's here. Come on up. Now, there was probably some advance notice. But, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to tell you that until 7. So hang on. forget I said anything.
Rewind.
Well, crap, we can't give away those tickets either. Oh, let's do this. I just realized now that I've got to do more planning because folks are moving things around. Oh no, we can do a European Music Festival. They're doing this crazy. It's a European Music Festival.
That's what it is.
Let's not get too crazy, too out of control here. I told you today's going to be a rough show. I'm going to try and pull it together by 6 o'clock.
It'd be interesting.
I can't keep a thought in my head right now. On 90 minutes of sleep. Charlie XCX is going to be at Brooklyn Bowl, and we'll give you $50 for food and drink. And your own bowling lane during the show,
cool.
Which is great if you've ever seen a show, and a meet and greet for the that's grand prize. Should I just hand everything over to Kayla right now? This is dangerous. Okay, now I'm gonna focus. We've got tickets for the European Music Festival. We'll explain more about that in a minute. Charlie XCX tickets. Yeah, and that's pretty much all I can tell you now. We just want to find out what the absolute best part of your weekend was.
Okay.
My whole weekend, sports-wise, it stunk. All of my teams lost.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
sorry.
Of my teams lost everything. I was like, I looked back on it and I went, well, this whole thing was disappointing.
Yeah, good point.
However, Snowmageddon last night might have saved everything. Yes, there is school today, kids. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There is still school today. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the Grammys. We'll get into more, and I'll try and pull it together by 6 o'clock.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God, it's a snowstorm.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Seriously, people, it's just snowing. But to the credit of the people who were, first of all, how often do we get snow? Never.
Never.
Right.
And it was coming down pretty good for some folks on the west side. So, little Jess, where do you live?
Northwest.
Like where?
Centennial Hills.
Wow, look at you.
Almost Providence.
I used to live in Centennial Hills.
Almost Providence.
All right, yeah. I got you. So you got it pretty good. You probably got it,
yeah,
you probably
it
got
cool.
it the best of any of us.
Yeah.
It did it
awesome.
Stick on your car or anything?
It did stick on the car, a little bit on the street, but by the time I drove back home, it was puddle of water.
Other side of town, Kayla Jo Walker. What do you call where you live?
Weehee. West Henderson.
Yeah.
You knew she was going to say that.
More definition, please. By the way, I call it WeHo.
WeHo.
I live like right up the street from that new Costco they built at Maryland and St. Rose.
Yeah, because you're not South Point, but you're not the M. That's
yeah,
how
it's
I,
kind of a weird area.
In the
like
middle.
Right north of Inspirada, I'd say.
Yeah.
Right there, yeah.
Oh, that makes it much more difficult.
I'm adjacent to Seven Hills.
Just Seven Hills adjacent. Yeah, see.
They're trying to joke, Jess, because Jess has a video for this.
Little Jess is almost in Providence.
Yeah.
You are almost in Seven Hills.
Yeah.
I'm almost in the good part of Summerlin.
Yeah, you're in the old, like, forgotten part of Summerlin.
That was cold.
Take it easy. I don't know why you got it.
Well, the talk is that east of the 215 is Slumberland. And then west of the 215.
I don't like the way either one of you are talking right now.
No, we joke about it, but Chet's neighborhood, he lives in like a kind of like a circle park thing. And every other neighborhood around him has a gate except for his neighborhood.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And honestly, the other half of our neighborhood, too, it's crap.
Yeah.
It's little Baghdad over there. It's just, I mean, just, so you know what I mean? There's the helicopters flying
all
over
the
every night. Yeah, there's it's bad. You hear the sirens and the dogs, and gunshots and all that stuff all the time. Our side of the neighborhood, however, is pastoral.
Right.
And
of
Christine.
Course.
No, it's wonderful. So admittedly, my wife was sick, so we went to bed early.
Okay.
Which I think also led to me only getting 90 minutes of sleep. And I was just, the whole thing was just
Everything was off.
Yeah, I'm strung out this morning. I didn't get any sleep last night.
We had to pause the Grammys to run outside for the snow.
So you did have snow.
We had little tiny flurries. Like, I had to post a video, and everyone back in Florida, like my family and stuff, was like, what snow? And I'm like, you can see it look really hard. It flurries it every once in a while.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I know nothing about it. Spence is kind of Mesa Parkish.
Yeah, so I went out last night.
Very close to the cliffs.
Yeah. Yes.
Very close to, what's that other one? The ridges. Yeah. These ridges adjacent.
Yes.
We're all very close to very nice neighborhoods.
Yeah, I went out last night to the store, and it was flurries. And I wanted to take, you want to take video.
Yeah.
But it never translates.
No.
Unless it's fully coming down, your attempt to take pictures of it snowing never translates.
You got to do it into like a street light.
Yeah.
Those were the good ones.
Yeah. But it wasn't sticking in summer and south.
Yeah, not shocking that you were. What time were you running out to the store last night?
Like 9, 8:30.
Spence is a white walker. I'm telling you. He
it's
doesn't
so
sleep.
True.
He never sleeps.
No, you know what? I did a lot what you did yesterday. I laid on the couch and I took 45-minute naps all afternoon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then so at 8:30, I'm like, I must get groceries. I do not have fresh fruit.
Good. So good. We'll talk Grammys later on. Did you like the Grammys,
yeah.
Spence? Did
yeah,
you like the Grammys? Are you willing to incur the wrath of the little monsters? Because I know you weren't happy with Gaga.
Can I just say this? I've watched the documentary, and I'm trying to figure out if this is real-life Gaga or if she's just over-the-top dramatic, and it's starting to get on my nerves.
Here's the thing. You and I were at the same performance of that, whatever that show is, there at
Enigma.
The park. Enigma.
Yeah.
We were both there. And it was, she's doing her thing. She's doing her Gaga thing.
Okay.
And I went, okay, this is her, and this is what she does. I need to get on board. You know what I mean?
Like, jump on the Gaga train.
Like, whatever. Like, it's not my thing. All this stuff. I think she's just ridiculously talented.
Agreed. Yes, she is.
She's so talented. And her fans, oh my God, they love her. And just because of our history, I mean, she kind of broke out of Las Vegas. I mean, the first time I saw Gaga, she wasn't even on the radio yet. Just Dance hadn't even played on the radio yet. She performed with Akon, because remember, Akon's the one who got her into, signed her up and all that kind of stuff. And she was performing in all black, head to toe, ripping it, doing Just Dance at Rehab, poolside, and
no
it was 110
way.
Freaking degrees out. And there were all these girls up front, and they knew every word. You know what I mean? And this is before she'd gotten hardly any play on the radio, and I went, wow, this is a force of nature. She came to Toy Drive.
Yes.
She was deathly ill. She came in the studio. She was awesome. So I got a lot of love for Lady Gaga, and I decided, all right, I just have to be okay with this. This is her, and I have to love her for who she is. So that's
actually a smart way to look at it, because she is amazingly awesome. But even when the four women came out to open the show with Michelle Obama and Jada Pinkett Smith, and they all had a little speech to say, and I'm like, stop being overly dramatic.
She's very dramatic, but that's just her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that she got to take the good with the bad, I guess.
I was really hoping that she would just, like, when she kind of backed it off and she broke up her engagement a couple of, months or a couple of years ago, I thought, like, she'd calm down a little bit.
No.
And now,
no. No. She's just gaining strength. By the moment.
She is,
she's
right?
gaining.
Yeah.
It's like when a hurricane goes back out over the water. It's just getting more power to come to get to. So did you like the Grammys? Yes or no?
Yeah, like 90% of them. Yeah.
Did you like the Grammys, Little Jess?
They were decent, yeah.
Yeah, I went in with zero hope for any of it, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it was
great. Good.
There were moments, like there usually is, there were moments where I was going, what the hell is this? But
and then there were moments like Dua Lipa and St. Vincent. I'm like, this is the greatest thing
you like
I've
that?
Ever seen.
Oh, my God. I thought it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea who St. Vincent is. She's awesome.
I'll tell you this, Mass Education's on my iPhone now for sure.
Yeah, I guess I'm on an island, so.
You know, what didn't you like it?
I just thought it was so weird.
Too girl on girl for you?
No, that stuff doesn't bother me. I was like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
The way St. Vincent looked at Dua Lipa during the thing while she's playing a guitar,
well,
I'm like,
yeah, but
they're in love.
Yeah, but we know how much. Yeah, but we know how you feel about the girl on girl. So
with the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I just realized my weekend was a big fat nothing. My weekend was a big Friday night. Went out with a buddy of mine and ran into some folks that I hadn't seen in a long time. At public school 702.
Nice.
Well, that's nice.
So that's quite the spot.
Good joint.
I hadn't been there. Yeah. And but on Friday night, that's like you could tell folks are going there to be seen. There's like a lot of couples, but you could tell that's looking for love.
That used to be my single spot before Buddy and I started dating. I was like, psh, public school.
Yeah. There was there were a lot of good looking people in there.
Yeah.
On Friday night, I just happened to look around. I'm like, man, you know that time where you sit there and you look around the room and you go, I just might be the ugliest person in here. I might be, if somebody, man, I hope they don't have a contest because people are going to want
every
me.
Every day I come to this show.
People are going to want
me. More drinks, here we go.
I might be the ugliest dude in here right now. Uh-huh. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Kayla?
Saturday night, went to dinner. And we were sitting at the bar and there was an old man, an older gentleman. He had to be at least 90, sitting like four chairs down from my boyfriend and I.
This is the best part of your weekend?
It was so, I couldn't stop laughing. Anyway, I had to go to the bathroom afterward because it was just so funny. This old gentleman walks up to me after I'm eating corn on the cob and says, I just have to tell you, it was really nice watching you eat corn on the cob.
Okay, but why?
So
but why? Because that sounds sexual.
No. But then he elaborates and goes, because I haven't been able to eat corn for 30 years. So he stared at me eating corn.
And it's also the fact that Kayla can put the entire cob in her mouth and just pull it out lengthwise.
No, no.
And just pull it out and it's good and there's not a kernel left.
No.
That's also.
And we've just debuted the new site, KaylaEatsCorn.com.
Trademark 2019. Trademark 2019. Sorry.
What's the thing that you eat like, but you eat it like, cheese sticks.
I eat cheese sticks weird.
What do you call those?
String cheese.
Oh, yeah. And you eat mozzarella sticks where you eat the breading off.
And then I eat the cheese after.
Like it was corn.
Yeah, I'm weird.
By the way, that's a sight to see, by the way. It's not that she eats it like corn. She just puts it down and she takes the breading off with her fingers and then just.
I've also seen her take it off with her teeth.
I'm a weirdo.
Lil Jess, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I had family, friends in from Kansas. So that was really nice just to reminisce with one of my friends. And I was asking her, I said, how did we meet? Were you a listener? Or I don't remember how we met. And she explained the story to me. And then I realized, so you and I both didn't see the red flags because we happened to date two guys that were friends.
And that's how you met?
Well, we met through another friend, but both of us ended up at a nightclub together and met these guys on the same night. And that was like, great. Neither one of us saw the red flags that night.
Yeah.
But it was nice just reminiscing and laughing, you know, of the good, dumb old days.
That's fun. She stayed with you or stay somewhere else?
Stayed somewhere else, yeah.
That's also the best part. That's also a really good part. Spence, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Outside of them losing on Friday night, the hockey game, just hanging out and drinking and such. But they got the lead and then decided that the Golden Knights. They just decided they were going to kind of slide through it.
Yeah, because not for nothing, UNLV hockey packed out City National all weekend and had
That's
a good weekend.
Good.
It went 2 out of 3, went all 3. They did well. I know that. And I'm looking for who was the guy that ran into you and took a picture with you. There he is.
I can't think of his name.
He goes by King Angle
on
Instagram.
His daughter loves the show. And
Giselle.
He's like,
Giselle, his daughter, loves Spence's challenge.
So funny.
And we'll take a picture.
702-364-9898. Megan, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Hi, just hanging out with family. Being around family all weekend is always the best.
Sounds relaxing, actually.
And what's going on with your mom?
My mom has had open heart surgery on Valentine's Day. She's getting a new heart, so it's not a coincidence.
Yeah. So the entire family has rallied and they came to Vegas. So were there folks that you haven't seen in a long time?
My family is from the Midwest, so we never really see them because they can never get out of the snow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, God, so they loved it, too.
And they brought the snow with them.
Thank you.
By the way, once again, kids, There is school today. It's not a snow day. I'm sorry. Lindsay, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So it was a very eventful last study all weekend, but my boyfriend cleaned the whole house, made dinner, took care of the dog. So that was the best part.
Man, he took care of your Valentine's Day early, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
By the way, did you hear what it is that guys, for the record, I think this particular survey is junk. It's stupid. But the number one thing that guys want for Valentine's Day, I will tell you in 3.5 minutes.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Get up. On 98.5 KLUC.
Valentine's Day, of course, coming up Thursday, that's another thing. My head is so screwed up because I'm flying to Nashville for this panel at the country radio seminar. They're talking about 1 October.
Okay.
Invited me to come out. So I said, yeah, sure. I've never been to Nashville. And you know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see the airport and the hotel. And that'll be
oh, and that Uber ride. Don't forget it. That one.
Oh, the sweet Uber ride. I can't wait. So it's screwed my head up that I've got it in my head because we're going to go out to dinner on Wednesday. I've got it in my head that Wednesday's Valentine's Day, and it's so not.
No.
Guys a lot of times dread Valentine's Day because they don't know what to buy or what to do or how to pick out flowers or whatever, but they know they have to do something. So it stresses them out. Here's how much lower the bar is for women. Are you ready for this? According to a new poll, the number one gift that guys want to get for Valentine's Day is, Kayla, guess.
Loving.
Wasn't an option. This is how I know this survey is junk. It wasn't an option, apparently. I'll just
so
tell
material
you.
Material things?
No, the number one thing is nothing. Oh. Nothing. Over 500 men were asked what they want. 41% said they don't want anything for Valentine's Day. I don't want anything. I'm happy for whatever I get.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And even a card is great. Now, it is also possible that a lot of the guys that they surveyed just aren't in relationships because the survey only asked if they were married or not, and about a third of the guys were not. So some of them are probably just single and don't expect to get anything, period. 25% of women also said they don't want anything this year. This is just so normal. Top five gifts that women do want, according to this crap survey. A card. Number one. Candy, yeah. Flowers, jewelry, massage. Boring.
I would never respond with any of that.
Top five gifts. This is how I know this is stupid. Top five gifts that men want are candy.
No.
I don't want candy.
I don't want candy.
Here we go. Jeez. I really want candy. A card. That's nice.
The card is nice.
Booze. Absolutely. Great. Great idea. Breakfast in bed. Okay. But then this is the other thing. Number five on this list, a book. I will give.
What is the book?
I will give just about anything if there's one guy that's listening to this show right now that ever got a book for Valentine's Day and went, oh, geez, just what I wanted.
Yeah.
A book. You're the sunflower. How about Post Malone grabbing an acoustic guitar and showing the world that he's super duper talented?
That was awesome.
It was amazing. And then I thought it was great that guy from Hall & Oates went out there and sang with him. The guy, the Oates guy with the, yeah, wasn't that the guy with the mustache?
Yeah,
wasn't the guy from Hall & Oates?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? Or was that Red Hot Chili? This sounds like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is that who it was? At first I'm like, Anthony Kiedis, what has happened to you? Are you single-handedly trying to all at the same time bring back the bowl cut and the porn stash?
Yeah.
Wow.
So much, bro.
Ambitious, my friend. Right. Very ambitious.
Breaking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so while we're on the subject, a 177-second survey, all things Grammy. So the way the 177-second survey works, it was the 60-second survey, and we went, no, that's just not
long enough.
No.
Yeah, but we'll attack a number of topics, or in this case, a number of related topics. Everybody gets to weigh in, and we'll try and get it all done in less than 3 minutes. 177-second survey starts now. Kayla, what was your favorite part of the Grammys?
Lady Gaga's acceptance speech for Best Pop Duo.
Oh, we're going to have to play that, though, and it's almost a minute long.
I got to thank God. Thank you for looking out for me.
Fast forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bradley, I loved singing this song.
Fast forward. I know what part you're talking about.
Yeah,
where
right?
She's talking about mental health and
yes,
all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
awesome. No, I think that I thought that was really great.
So powerful, right?
It's so funny because she is so over the top right. that it could that if you're not a true fan, you kind of roll your eyes and you go, "Oh, get over yourself just a little." But then she says something like that and you go, "You're brilliant."
Yeah.
You're brilliant. And we love her. We just love her. Favorite part of the Grammy
special? The duet between St. Vincent and Dua Lipa, the One Kiss Mass Education mashup. The hottest thing I've seen on TV in ever. Oh, amazing.
I loved it because St. Vincent's super talented, and I was just, and it was cool with the mashup.
Really?
I see how we see it differently.
Yeah. You see
well,
it.
Well, Jess, favorite part?
When Alicia Keys brought out her homegirls, and Michelle Obama was one of them. That was awesome.
That was really cool.
Yeah, especially when she said music has always helped her tell my story. I love that.
Yeah.
I loved her for that.
Honestly, I have a hard time choosing. Again, Gaga, Shallow, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're rocking it out, and she's squatting on the, you know, it's like, what are you doing? I can't pick.
You have to.
I'm killing it. Dolly Parton was really cool.
Yeah,
I'll go with that. The Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
What was your least favorite part, Kayla?
The Dua Lipa, St. Vincent mix. It's terrible.
Katy Perry, stop trying to outshine Dolly Parton and oversing.
I'll go with you on that. I felt bad for her. That felt like the end for her.
She's done.
And what she was wearing on the red carpet was weird. Lil Jess.
I absolutely love Gaga, but I just can't decide whether she's acting or actually being truly authentic of herself. That's the part that's very confusing. So, I didn't like that.
38 seconds left. Who ruled the red carpet?
Oh, Miley Cyrus. I love that. When she was walking in with her dad went super cash with like jeans and a hat. And then she was wearing a suit. It was awesome.
I want to change my favorite part of it to Miley Cyrus in general.
Okay.
Fell in love with her all over again. Best on red carpet.
Gaga showing up Seacrest on the red carpet by saying, hey, that's not a question.
I missed that. Best on red carpet.
Even though it was a typical style, I will say J-Lo.
Bebe Rexha. Bebe Rexha crushed it.
She looked beautiful.
And after all of those designers said they didn't want to... Oh, we're done.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
90. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. Wait, I have one more question that we were not able to get to on the 177-second survey. For the record, Alicia Keys was much better than I thought she would be as the host. At first, I thought it was a bit bumpy, and then I thought she got way better as it went along.
I was a little worried because she was doing, like, twirling at the beginning. She's doing a lot of twirls. I'm like, what's happening there? Like, she'd say something and then spin. And then I'm like, what's happening?
And it was a lot of, you know, like she'd introduce somebody. And it was like, this was what I was afraid of. Then there was this moment where she was trying to talk about a music mogul.
You know, everybody is out here shining, and I'm so proud to bring us together to honor this moment. Because music is what we cry to. It's what we march to. It's what we rock to. It's what we make love to.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's our shared global language. And when you really want to say something, you say it with a song. Am I right or am I right?
Wait, where did the thing? that wasn't the clip. Oh, I'm so bummed. No, she went to call somebody a music mogul and called him a Mongol. you know, but that's because you don't read a prompter every
right.
day. No. That kind of thing. And as it went along, I liked her more and more.
She was mellow, sweet. And then at the end, though, I will say this. I thought she was stoned.
Was my question. So this was the question that I probably should have asked off the top. Was Alicia Keys stoned as she hosted the Grammys last night? Spence says yes.
And towards the end, her last thing, she was squinting at the teleprompter, and she just looked like she was not feeling any pain.
Yeah, because she went, I've got one break left.
Yep.
I've got one last thing I've got to do. So what do I have to do here at the end? Just go out and say goodnight. All right. Was Alicia Keys stoned?
No, she wasn't.
Was Alicia Keys stoned?
No. That's just who Alicia Keys is. She's relaxed. She's no makeup. Yeah. She's chill.
I will give you this. The two piano bit, she was barefoot the whole time. I thought it was pretty cool.
Was she?
I didn't even notice that.
I'm like, she's barefoot. And then that led me to believe later that she also was stoned.
Twitter was great. Is Alicia Keys always like this, or is she just really effing stoned? Alicia Keys, she's simply beautiful, glowing, and completely stoned. Who's your supplier, Alicia? I want some of that. She has a great voice, but I've never seen a more permanently stoned look on a human being's face outside of Spicoli on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Wow. Can someone please hand Alicia Keys some toothpicks to prop her eyes open? She's so stoned she could barely keep them open.
Was Alicia Keys stoned to you?
No, because I know better, and she's just that way. I think it's just residual.
Yeah.
You know, but God bless her. She's so laid back and really so positive always.
Yeah.
She is.
She did one of the cutest. Remember they call them an artist ID. Hey, this is Alicia Keys. And I think it was an old school Morning Zoo one.
Yeah.
You listen to Morning Zoo, a 98.5 KLUC. You see? And then she giggled because she thought
she was
funny.
Adorable.
It was adorable.
It really was.
You know, when it was very real. How in the world is Alicia Keys so laid back while hosting a live award show watched by millions? I'd guess she's stoned, but she's too on key. Album idea. Alicia Keys gets stoned and covers all of my favorite songs. So I don't know. I just think that's kind of how she goes through life.
Yeah.
And all in all, I'll give her a solid A-.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good job.
Yeah. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for 15 Seconds of Panic.
Am I leaving?
Head out.
Bye.
Out. 15 seconds to name as many items in a category as you can. Hi, Gina.
Hello.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Pretty good, Chet. How was yours?
You know what? Decent, I guess. Didn't do much. I realized outside of the Rebel game on Saturday, didn't really do anything at all.
That's not a bad weekend.
15 seconds to name as many items in the category as you possibly can. And your category is Grammy Award winners last night. On your mark, get set, go.
Ariana Grande, Katy Perry. Cardi B. Who are people who sing on the radio?
I think we only got two, right?
Yeah, two. Katy Perry did not win.
Katy Perry didn't win anything last night.
No.
She performed, although that would have been probably even a better category than people who performed. But you know what? It is what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what they say. All right, let's get Kayla back in here.
Caleb!
We'll take your time. That's fine. She comes sauntering in here like she's, you know, like she's walking the red carpet last night at the Grammys, sauntering in the building.
It's funny. We have soundproof rooms, but I'm worried that I can hear it, so I go like to the far end of the hall.
Well, then you should probably even go faster when you go from way over there. 15 seconds of panic.
Okay.
Your category is Grammy winners from last night. Go.
Ariana Grande, Cardi B, Childish Gambino, Her, Dua Lipa, Drake, Kacey Musgraves, Did I say Lady Gaga? Bradley Cooper. Did Bradley Cooper win? I don't know if he did.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper actually did win. Okay. And Kayla Jo Walker just crushed it.
Yeah!
In 15 seconds of panic. And Gina bowed her head in shame and left.
Oh, she did.
She just left.
How many
did
she
get? She only got two. How many did Kayla get?
Nine.
Yeah!
Crushed it. Just crushed it. You didn't happen to save her number, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, we'll put those.
That might be her calling.
That might be her. We'll see if that's her calling back. Because, Gina, we still would love to give you Chet Buchanan Show shirts anyway. And while Lil Jess goes looking for her there, we will do this.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
It's a good feeling story of the day. This dude was in a coma for 6 weeks. Six whole weeks, dating back to right before Christmas. So the good news, because it is the good feeling story of the day. Well, here's the deal. Back in mid-December, he's 24 years old. His name's Ryan Kane. He's in San Diego. Went to the ER with pneumonia. It turned septic. Okay?
Oh, no.
To the point of where they had to put him into a medically induced coma to get everything cleared out.
Oh, no.
So 6.5 weeks later, the doctors aren't sure that he's ever going to wake up. But he does. And he finally got to go home last Wednesday. Obviously, he woke up because it's the good feeling story of the day.
Yeah.
And that would be enough that, yeah, sure. It's kind of a good enough feeling. One of the first things that Ryan asked when he woke up was, did I miss Christmas? Because it's his favorite holiday. His parents live on a street in San Diego where everybody goes all out with the decorations. The locals call it Christmas Card Lane. It's even got its own Wikipedia page if you want to go look. This is how it's such a big deal. So Ryan's excited to be heading home, but he's bummed that he missed his neighborhood being Christmas Card Lane. So his mom told him not to worry. When he showed up on Wednesday, the Christmas decorations were still up, including their tree. And the best part is a bunch of their neighbors put their decorations back up too. And some folks even went out in the street and did some caroling.
Aww.
So, no, Ryan, you didn't miss Christmas.
No.
It's pretty cool. And just like that, and just that simple, that, ladies and gentlemen, is your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And by the way, did the Grammy Awards not just completely whoop the Super Bowl's butt when it came to commercials?
I'll agree with that, yeah.
At least for the first, 2 hours.
Okay.
The commercials were really good for the first couple of hours. And then it just kind of fell off. It's like they ran out of all the good ones.
The new Pepsi commercial with Cardi?
Yeah. Where everybody's going, oh, grr.
Yeah.
Can you?
No.
Do it. Stop it. Can you, Lil Jess?
No, I can't.
Come on, try.
At least you put in more of effort than specs.
By Chewbacca.
Everything turns into his Chewbacca.
And Cardi B.
I don't want to put any pressure on this because there's pressure enough. Valentine's Day is on Thursday.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the city.
If you don't mind, can we show prep while we're on the air right now?
Yeah.
Thursday, I think that we should all, the three of us, and I'm sorry, Lil Jess.
It's all right.
But we should all write and read on the air and take it seriously, funny guy over there.
Okay. I'm writing seriously
about. I can just tell. But we'll get two sentences in and I'll just go on to something else with this one. We should all write love letters to our significant other and read it on the air. Okay?
Okay.
All right. 30 seconds max.
Okay. But then I can't make little inside jokes. So I gotta.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I fully expect a dirty limerick from you. I'm not fine.
Make sure we understand. My wife will punch me in the face if I did something like that. Don't do that.
Well, I would love for you to just one time try and take it seriously.
He's
whatever.
He's
all mad.
Serious.
He's like, oh, whatever.
What do you want me to do? It's not me. You're asking me to be somebody I am not.
Whatever. I don't really have a comeback for that. Because I'm like, in my head, I'm batting it back and forth going, he's kind of got a point. Yeah. All right. Masked Lover, round two. On Friday, we talked to Steve.
Yeah. We sure did.
Like Steve.
Okay, you got to give Alex a shot here, okay?
Yeah, what? He can hear you. Can't you hear him? Can't you hear her, Alex?
Yeah, I definitely can.
Well, you better step it up then.
Yeah, he knows what he's getting himself into.
I'm nervous now. All I heard was someone's supposed to propose on Valentine's Day.
No, that's not you.
No, that's not you.
No pressure.
I mean, do what you want.
Oh, you didn't know?
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Gosh, I thought somebody explained that to you. Dang. So here's the deal. We've pre-screened coming in. We're selecting one to present to Little Jess, and if they make the cut, they go to the final round, where then we will decide who gets to go on the date with Little Jess.
Okay.
So here is Alex. Last time, too, if you missed this on Friday, we thought that Lil Jess would ask all the regular questions. You know, the normal stuff you would want to know from somebody that you might be going out with.
How tall are you?
All the normal stuff. Lil Jess took it weird. We thought we were the ones that were going to do the weird questions. I Googled old school dating game questions for inspiration. Right. Ended up not needing it. It was like, I ended up being the one that went, hey, dude, do you have a job? You know what I mean? So, Lil Jess, you take this wherever you want. We'll fill in the blanks.
Okay. All right, Alex. So, what do you think about stepping into a relationship with someone who has a child?
Well, I love children, and children love me. I like kids. I mean, I don't have a problem. I would like kids of my own one day. So then it's kind of like, is that okay with you as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Pop it out a few more little Jesses.
A few little Jesses, a few little Alexes, and we're all good.
Okay.
A few. What, how many is a few?
I mean, we can keep going. I don't know.
So there's no more left.
Jess is 80 later on, and she's just keep it going.
The old Michael Jackson song that they put in that commercial now. Don't stop till you get enough.
There you go.
How funny. Have you ever dated someone with children?
I have.
And how'd that relationship, as far as not, how did it go more? Do you have any ups or downs about it?
You know what? There was nothing. They had more than one kid, and the kids were great. The relationship didn't work out because of other reasons. I love the kids. They were, they were good kids. Had nothing to do with the kids.
So he has experience in this arena.
Yeah, he does. That's good.
That would be a bell ringer for me.
All right. Okay.
I'd bring that bell in here. I'll ring it.
All right. Just one more before I really, really want to ring that bell. If you died today, what would be your greatest accomplishment?
Oh, that's good.
Ooh. Gosh, that is a tough one.
We'll give you some time.
Oh. You know what? I don't know. Maybe this is too simple, but I'm very proud of myself for being the first in my family to finish college.
So. Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Nice. No,
that's great. Congratulations. Yes. Yay.
Slow clap, medium clap. That's amazing. No, that's really, really good. How tall are you? You're 6'3"?
6'3".
Alex, how tall are you?
Wait, who's 6'3"?
Me.
Oh, wow. No, I'm 5'10".
Okay. Not bad.
Do you have any issues with dating a taller woman?
I've never dated anybody that's 6'3", but I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
How do you describe, Alex, your body type?
Ooh.
I go to the gym 6 days a week and lift very heavy things. So.
Well, you might just have one more heavy thing to lift. So, since you go to the gym 6 days a week, how do you feel about dating someone who's plus size, but I also do go to the gym?
Well, the, I was going to say, do you go to the gym? Because that's what's important to me. As long as we can go to the gym together, we can work out together, that's good time spent right there.
Awesome. So you could definitely help me achieve my goals then and be my buddy.
For sure.
Cool. Ooh, all right. Well, that one, that
ring
one's the winner.
Ring the bell. Do you have a job?
I have two jobs.
Do you have a car?
I have a car.
Do you have your own place?
I have my own place.
Is your baby mama still living with you?
No baby mama.
See, that's a trick question. Trying to trip him up. Kayla, do you have anything?
No, I mean...
Spence?
Yeah, how long are you willing to sit in agony before you'll get up to get the remote on the other side of the room?
I have one of those, like, Alexa devices. Like, hey, Alexa, turn on the TV.
Smart. Yeah. Savvy.
So we got like that taken care of. It's good.
All right. Honest, I am so hot for Alex.
Yes.
I just am. Oh, this isn't about
no,
me.
No,
I'm so
no.
Sorry. So sorry. No, Spence, you in?
Yeah, I like
good.
Alex.
Kayla, you in?
I'm in.
Lil Jess.
I think Steve has some competition.
Will
Alex
you ring
is
the
in.
Bell for
yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Alex is in. He's to the next round. All right, buddy. We will talk to you. We haven't decided either Wednesday or Thursday. Probably Wednesday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Like Alex.
Yes, I do.
And I like Steve. This is so hard. I thought Cardi was adorable, that she really didn't expect to win Best Rap Album last
yeah.
night. It was just, and man, does Offset love her.
It was so sweet. Everyone just giving them crap on social media. And I'm like, I loved them last night. It was so sweet.
I went from Offset with the creeper looking, you know, tongue out while Cardi doing what Cardi does on stage. And then I was like, Offset, really? You know what I mean? The bleh, with his tongue
yeah.
hanging. It was like, stop it. Have some respect for your wife. Even, I mean, I know what she's doing. Or your baby mom or whatever they are to each other.
They're married.
Okay, yeah. So I have some respect for that. But then when she took him up on stage and he was so nurturing, you know
he
what I mean?
Held her hand the whole time.
Supportive. Yeah, yeah all of that. It was really good.
Yeah.
I thought. And between that and the Kacey Musgraves reaction to the album of the year,
oh.
I thought both of those were really good.
She really was genuine.
Oh, legitimate. What? What is this?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, wait. I got to hit this button first. Sorry. I'm just that much off today.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
All right. Who is our contestant today, please, Lil Jess?
Carmen Ruiz.
All right. Oh, what part of town are you from, Carmen Ruiz?
North Las Vegas.
Or as we like to say on this show,
North Town. Hey.
North Town, woo!
No, not woo. Hey.
Hey.
Okay, there you go. All right, good. We're straight. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who just got a job running backs coach for?
I couldn't tell you, but that's so go Jim Bob Cooter.
Is that one of the questions? Nope, it's not.
Better not be.
No. And well, let me ask you this: do you plan on Cootering today?
Not today.
Not you. Today. No point to that. Cootering never works out for anybody.
No.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. So, Carmen. Who had themselves a big old star-studded Hollywood 50th birthday party on Saturday night?
Jennifer Aniston.
What former Golden Knight made all of the sports highlight shows over the weekend after having three teeth knocked flying by a high stick?
Jim Bob Cooter.
On Friday, what soda debuted their first new canned flavor since 2002?
Coca-Cola.
Travis Scott says he would like to go to Harvard and study what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
What president got a Grammy last night?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, you can't name a president? All right, now we got to go.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
I don't know why I'm giving her so much love, by the way. She did great.
I like Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen got two.
Okay.
I tried to coax her on her way down the path to three, but it didn't. She wouldn't take the bait.
Okay. Coax me too, please.
No, I think you'd be all right. Yeah, she got two. You'll need three to keep the money safe. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Who had themselves a big old star-studded 50th Hollywood birthday party on Saturday night?
Jennifer Aniston.
What former Golden Knight made all of the highlight shows after having three teeth knocked flying by a high stick?
James Neal.
On Friday, what soda debuted their first new canned flavor since 2002?
Coca-Cola.
Travis Scott says he would like to go to Harvard and study what?
Architecture.
And which president got themselves a Grammy last night?
Carter, Jimmy.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much Carmen could do about this one. Needed three to keep the money safe. Who had themselves a big old star-studded Hollywood 50th birthday party on Saturday night? Carmen said.
Jennifer Aniston.
Spence said.
Jennifer Aniston.
When they both say it, it's usually true.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true in this case. Jennifer Aniston. Brad Pitt showed up.
I know that nothing's going to come of it. She was very confused at whether she should invite him or not. But, God, part of me's hoping that this rekindles their relationship.
But, like, it seemed like everybody's exes showed up.
Yeah, everybody was there.
Like, Gwyneth Paltrow was there, and then didn't John Mayer show up? He's one of her exes.
Yeah, he is one of the exes.
One apiece. What former Golden Knight made all of the highlight shows after having three teeth knocked flying by a high stick? Carmen said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Spence said.
James Neal.
It was James Neal, and don't get too excited.
Booyah!
By the way,
I
moved. It should be a better button now. It shouldn't be all sticky anymore.
Okay.
However, James Neal, who now plays for the Calgary Flames, and the Flames training staff made a point to say they were pretty sure that those teeth weren't his anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That they had already been displaced previously.
So they just screw them back in.
Yeah, might not be that big a deal. He had to cut lips and made it worse, made it look worse than it was.
Got it.
All right. 2-1 for Spence. On Friday, what soda debuted their first new canned flavor since 2002, Carmen said?
Coca-Cola.
Spence said?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, one.
Booyah, and booyah,
and
booyah.
Three, what was it?
Orange vanilla.
Doesn't sound
good to me either.
I don't know.
Peach.
Orange vanilla? Peach.
That was just orange vanilla. Was it peach?
Peach vanilla?
That was orange.
No, it was orange vanilla. But anyway. They've done different flavors in bottles before. Never in a can since 2002.
Okay.
Travis Scott says he would like to go to Harvard and study what? Carmen said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
The study of Jim Bob Cooter.
Yes.
Man.
His effect on fashion, culture, all of it.
Dude, I may go over to CSN. They'd let me teach it.
Yeah.
They would. We'll throw one for P1s. Spence said?
Architecture.
Yeah, it's architecture. And
booyah! 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 Booyah!
Ooh, look who's running the table. Which president got a Grammy last night? Carmen said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
And I said, you can't come up with a president. She said, what?
Nothing.
She was, And so we had to drake her and just take the pause and get out.
Yep.
Get out. And Spence said?
Carter, Jimmy.
Yeah, and for Spence, that's one.
Booyah!
And two.
Booyah!
And three.
Booyah!
And four.
Booyah!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, Camila Cabello was great last night to open the show with the Grammys. Ricky Martin, you forget to wash your face, dude. What was that?
What was that?
It was a weird, like, old school 1950s Cuban mustache.
Yeah. I thought it was a terrible Herbs commercial for a second. I didn't know.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I thought, we got a new Mr. Terrible? What? I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't know what this is. Yeah. Very odd.
Yeah, right?
But, you know, as far as Grammys go, there was no real weirdness. The Grammys can get weird.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really that.
No.
The one dude, shoot, was he on Casey Musgrave's team? Who was the guy up there in the shoulder pads dressed like Oh, you didn't see it?
Yeah, I did see him. He looked like he was out of one of the Road Warrior movies.
Yeah, the old school. The
Casey Musgraves team, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Casey's team.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal was.
Well, that was his formal wear. He's an artist, man. He's making his statement.
Sure.
And then one of the other guys on the Casey Musgraves group had this weird kind of 60s thing with a long necklace that made of hemp or something. It was just awesome.
Yeah, who would have thought out of that group, though, Casey wearing a big poofy red dress, she would be the most normal dressed out of all that entire group.
Right. And then when she did her song, Rainbow, and she was dressed down, and just, I was like, I'm not familiar with this Casey Musgraves. Let me investigate further. Same thing with her. I had no idea about her. And she was great.
Right?
Yeah.
And really good. What's funny is Janelle Monáe, who is phenomenally talented and obviously Prince inspired. I always go, every time though, I go, why are they shoving this girl down our throats? Because she's at everything, but she never seems to really pop. But she's phenomenal.
She's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think she rubs people the wrong way with stuff she says.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's part of it. And much love. I love Shawn Mendes like you love Shawn Mendes. Can we just skip one award show? Can we?
No.
Is it just me or have I heard In My Blood at an award show?
Oh, God. Yeah. No, that's been overplayed. But it's not an award show for me anymore without Shawn Mendes playing.
Right. Yeah, it's not official anymore. Yeah. I think there's something in his deal.
The duet was good, though.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Miley angle on it.
He's so hot.
Who?
Shawn Mendes is so unbelievably hot.
Not for nothing. So's Miley again.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh, my God, isn't she?
Miley's back in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
In a large way. She'd gone astray for a minute. With the, you know, the blurred line stuff and all that.
Yeah, sure.
The tongue out. And all, I mean, which was cool for a minute, but it was like, wow, now she's grown up and married. Mm-hmm. And all that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, we got a winner to get to. Who's on the phone, little Jess?
Amber Washburn of the Northwest.
By the way, have you heard from Anna yet or no?
Not yet.
Nothing yet? Mm-mm. Anna's got an issue. Amber, you're going to Justin Timberlake. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Who gets to go with you to Justin Timberlake?
Probably my daughter, because she loves him.
Good. Well, that's good. Don't tell your husband then.
What a daughter do.
He can stay at home with my son.
Yeah, or perfect. Your boyfriend. Don't tell him. Definitely. Don't tell him he's not going either. All right, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
She's like, my daughter's listening right now, and now you've just opened up a lot of questions.
The uncomfortable laughter, like, yeah, you're right, I probably shouldn't tell my boyfriend. We shouldn't talk about this.
Anna's relationship has been going quite strong. It's funny. There's an outbreak. Kind of like all the people that are getting sick. They got that cold that's kind of flu-ish lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went to Walgreens yesterday. There wasn't a drop of NyQuil on the shelves. And it was cleaned out. People getting sick over the weekend. There appears to be an epidemic of people who are afraid that their family is going to scare away the one that they love. And therefore, they are shielding them from the family. But can you do that forever? Hopefully, we'll get to talk to Anna about it next.
Come on!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I am so sorry, Amber, who just won Justin Timberlake tickets a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that I deprived you. Kayla goes, don't I get to tell Amber my joke? And I'm like, well.
It's so funny.
Well.
It's such a good one.
Don't build it up, because then now the expectations get way too hot.
Okay. Yeah, and then
the expectations get way too hot.
Instead of us
making jokes about, well, and by we, I mean me, making jokes about how Amber is going to have to, you know, not let her boyfriend know that she's not taking her husband or her son to Justin Timberlake. And she's taking. So, yeah. So here's, all right, here's the real humor, I guess.
What did the elephant from Italy say to the Alabama dentist?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, by the way, she's been telling this one around the office since last Thursday.
Yeah.
It is solid.
It's a good one. Nobody else knows
it.
Okay,
so what was it again?
What did the elephant from Italy say to the Alabama dentist?
It's potentially,
it's culturally and it's insensitive.
Yeah, culturally, that's what I was looking for, because I'm like, it's not racist, because that's not.
Unless you're Italian and really think of it that way.
Yeah, I suppose, but potentially culturally
insensitive. I apologize in advance if I have.
Boy, this doesn't sound funny at all.
Late. Yeah, it's a little late. I'm sorry, what was it again? The Italian elephant?
What did the Italian elephant say to the Alabama dentist?
Do you know, Amber?
No, I don't.
Help! My Tuscaloosa!
Just let that sink in just a second. Just let that one wash over you.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Your attempt at an Italian accent is the most offensive.
Yeah, do it again.
Help! My Tuscaloosa!
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, that accent's not good.
Did you find Anna?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, fantastic. Oh, that's probably where this one that's flashing right here. Hey, Anna.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good. Hey, did you get that? My Tuscaloosa. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Hey, my Tuscaloosa. My Tuscaloosa.
Thank you.
About it.
Worked on that accent all weekend. So.
Perfect.
did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a nice weekend. Did some catching up with stuff and some relaxing.
You have a boyfriend named Stone, do you?
I do. We've been together for almost 5 months now.
How did you get past the fact that his name was Stone? Was that the first hurdle in your relationship?
It's something he's had to deal with all his life.
That's
and
a great
he just
name.
Had a very charming and funny way to be okay with it.
By the way.
Good.
I would stipulate this or postulate this, as it were.
Right.
Isn't that the mathematics word where you're putting a theory out there?
Yes. Good job.
Much like I have never met a girl named Morgan that wasn't smoking hot, and very few Tiffany's that weren't smoking hot. You can't have a name like Stone.
Yeah.
And just not be just
damn good looking.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Have, you know, some sort of tan. Square chisel.
I feel
jaw.
Like he goes surfing. Like he just takes off on the weekend just to go surfing in LA. Like there's something about it.
Well, he is an outdoorsy guy, but I would certainly say that, you know, he's not unattractive. I'm not going to be with somebody unattractive.
Of course not. Not you. Especially
not me.
You. Not you, Anna.
We go so far back. You know me.
Sure. It's 2-3 minutes now. and everything is good and and now you're at that 5 month point and people are starting to ask questions because you have not you've not introduced him to your parents yet.
Exactly. Like things with between the two of us, like everything's great, but my parents keep asking, you know, like, when are you going to bring around? Why haven't you brought him around to meet us? Like, don't you like him? And blah, 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 and all that stuff like that. And it's like, of course I like him. And that's kind of why I'm holding off on bringing him to my parents' house, is because I like him so much. And it's going to be an issue.
Do you not like your parents?
I love my parents.
That happens.
You know, the house that they live in, they've been living there for 34 years, and you know the kind of house where you can tell how long somebody's been in there because they haven't thrown anything out?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my baby clothes are still in the closet of my old room, and I'm the baby of all the kids, you know? So
oh, my
like
God.
They're really holding on to everything.
Is all of their junk there, too?
Oh, yeah. There's stacks and stacks of paperwork everywhere. I mean, they even still have their old, like, tube television, you know, like the old cabinet tube television, and it just sits in the corner of the living room, even though they have a flat screen TV on the wall.
Oh,
like,
no.
They still have that TV.
I'm sorry, a very vivid image in my head right now.
No, my...
It's ridiculous.
Douglas.
No, my mom's best friend, she set the TV on top of the old TV. Once that TV crapped out. No, and I bought her one. You know, it was a couple $100 at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And, okay, where do you want it? Oh, just put it on top of the other one.
That's a TV stand.
I just smell mothballs right now for some reason.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want my parents to get hurt because it is like, my brothers have brought it up, you know, they've brought it up around her and it hurts her feelings. And so I feel like if I do it too, it's just going to be like, we're all attacking her, but it's just embarrassing, you know, like, yeah, the old TV doesn't work. You have a new TV. Why do you still have it? You know? And it's just so embarrassing. I don't know if Stone can handle
it. Are they like the hoarder level? I mean, are we concerned that there might be dead cats laying around underneath all this stuff?
Could we make some money off of this by calling TLC, right?
Well, like you said something about mothballs, and it's not like they're not clean. It's just that they don't want to get rid of anything. But when you have so much stuff, it's just... It still makes you think like this is, you know, it's not tidy.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, there's no dead cats anywhere. Hopefully
thank
not.
God.
No, that was my dad. And he tried to keep it to his desk. But it made its way all the way around the room that his desk was in. Like And I didn't realize my stepmom put up with it until he passed. And she was like, yeah, could you just get all of this out of here?
Right.
Could you get all of it?
He thought that all that paperwork was just super important from 15, 20 years ago or something?
At least.
Wow.
At least. No, stuff from the 70s. I found stuff from I think the oldest thing I found was 1978, but that means he moved it once. Like he moved it from the other house.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But is this the, is there another solution outside of we just have to talk to you.
You have to explain it to him. Yeah, like.
But how do you do that?
Well, I don't want him to think that, like, if I do explain it to him, like, I don't want him to think it's something genetic, like I have hoarder's blood in my body. Like, will that like put him off? Well, when he sees that, is he like, oh crap, if I'm in this for the long haul? I mean, I know I'm assuming a lot that my boyfriend of 5 months is thinking about the long haul, but.
Well, yeah, but what's the old saying? You want to get a look at a girl. You want to see what she's going to be like in the future. Take a look at her mother.
You might be so genetically true. Predisposed to hoarding, and that's a concern. Stone may have.
That is my concern, yeah. And I don't want him to have that concern, too. So,
are you like one of those hot girls that takes the Instagram pictures, but they've got crap all over their room?
Well, I think I'm a hot girl who is active in social media angling things in a certain way. But like, I mean, I do my laundry, but you know, I don't still have my baby clothes in my own closet. How about that? Right, yeah.
Perfect. And the answer is yes, maybe I do, but you'll never know. That's great. Now you're the best. I have two thoughts.
Okay.
But something else has just popped up. Anna, best of luck, and we love you. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you guys. Thanks
all right,
for your
help. So we're actually for the email, which spurred us to call you and all that. I've been dating Paul for more than a year. His parents are gone, but he's included me and my young daughter in all his family get-togethers. His relatives have embraced us warmly. Sorry, I'm reading this I saw just enough to know, oh my God. I recently introduced Paul to my sweet, kind father, and they have a great rapport already, but it's time that he met the whole family. Unlike me and my father, my mother and sister are adversarial negative bees. They frequently throw loud tantrums at holidays and social occasions. I only see them when I absolutely have to. I've avoided situations where Paul might meet them, but now introducing him to them is overdue. I love this man deeply and want to marry him, but I don't want these bees to scare him off.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
I am terrified that they will make a scene and that he might, understandably, run away. When were you afraid? Or what made you hesitant to introduce your significant other to your family? This can cover a lot of ground.
Uh-huh.
A lot of ground. My high school girlfriend, I met her mom once, and I dropped her off, not just outside the door. Like, my girlfriend didn't even want me to get out of the car.
Really?
She said, please just drop me off. I hope you understand. And I did.
Yeah.
They kind of lived way out in the sticks.
Okay.
They didn't have a ton of money. And I understood it, and I respected it. And it's just how it was. When you're a hillbilly, that's how you learn.
Those are the struggles.
That's how it works. No, but that's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and I grew up poor. I didn't want anybody to see the trailer park I lived in, for sure. And I fortunately lived out a little ways from, like, town. So no one really was going to drive out there or anything else. Yeah. My buddy Dave was I think you guys met.
A toy drive.
His mom had no money and lived on a shack on a porta potty warehouse site. And
what?
And Dave was kind of good looking guy and had a little sports car and everything else. No one went over there except me. It was like no girlfriends, nothing, wanted to see that stuff because he didn't want to be scared off because of the way they lived.
I really want to see if we can get anything out of this, because isn't the answer, well, here, you know what? I've got two solutions with how you work out the we need to meet. I don't know what the solution is with the mom and the sister.
Okay.
That are loud and fight with each other all the time and fight with everybody else, it sounds like. I really don't know what the answer is with that.
Yeah.
But I do think I have an answer, two of them, for Anna.
Okay.
But I would love to hear at 702-364-9898. Everybody's been apprehensive at one point or another, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Says Kayla right away.
So
oh, God, yes, says Kayla.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
First we heard from Anna, and then we heard from, she does want us to say her name. She's been, so Anna's got parents that may potentially be hoarders.
Yeah.
And she's worried about her boyfriend of 5 months, Stone.
Stone. So you know he's hot.
But he drives some sort of exotic automobile.
And uses fancy hair products and exfoliates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And has just the right amount of non-shaved beard scruff.
Then the other email that she doesn't want to say her name. She's been dating Paul for more than a year. She's worried that her mother and her sister, who, again, and I quote, are adversarial negative bees, are going to drive him off. I love this man deeply and I want to marry him, but I don't want my relatives to scare him off. I'm terrified that they'll make a scene. So for the one, I was like, okay, yes, you have to talk to him. And if they love you, they're not going to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the one that where she thinks for Anna, where she thinks her parents are hoarders, can't you just do neutral site?
Yeah, keep it neutral.
Can't you go to a restaurant?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
Meet us at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Eventually, he's going to have to go over there, though.
Do you?
No.
Do you ever have to really go over to the parents' house?
No.
I'd assume Christmas would be there, but maybe you start taking over the responsibilities.
Hey, Mom, I want to have Thanksgiving at my house this year. Stone's going to be here. Why don't you guys come over?
10 years down the road, still hasn't been to your parents' house.
Or
you're married, have three kids.
We could just have a lovely Christmas bonfire and torch this whole joint.
Yeah, I like it.
Because that may be the only way out of this. Hey, look what I got you for Christmas. A gift certificate to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
All right.
How about that? Yeah, I don't know, but... So, Lucy, what are your parents? How come you've been ashamed to embarrass people to your parents?
Oh, she's awesome. My mom is amazing. And as I was on hold, I realized that there's multiple levels. And it's not just my mom. It's my dad, my step. Oh, my God. So, because being on hold has its advantages. So, with my mom, I've learned to embrace it. So the answer to all of this, I believe, just embrace it because it is what it is. And anyway, so as an example, as a teenager, of course, we can get embarrassed very easily. And my stepfather, this is up in Canada, but my stepfather, we just called it the dump. So he worked at the dump. And they would bring home stuff from the dump all the time because there's good stuff at the dump, right?
Yep.
So this is back in the day when at least I could be somewhat cool because Rock, you know, that was like the TV show, and he was, you know, I don't know whoever's old enough to remember that show. But anyway, so.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He was a garbage man.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And he was a garbage man. I got you.
Yes. Anyway. So I'm at a boy's house. It's just a guy. I'm just starting to kind of, you know, like that 15-year-old, 16-year-old want to act like you're dating. He's like football player, yada, yada. And I'm at his house. And so I'm over there. They're coming to pick me up. And I don't trust them, you know, because they're going to do something. I know they're going to do something to embarrass me.
Your parents
are?
Okay.
So we're standing out on the front porch, and I look down the street. And this is for cell phones and stuff, and they're supposed to be here already. And I look, and they're like five houses. They stop short, and they're picking through the trash.
Because oh, my
trash
God.
Day on his street.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Can
you give us in 20 seconds or less, how do you get around that? How do you get past it?
I just, no. So like my boyfriend now, or, you know, even my ex-husband, I just prepare him for it. Like, listen, this is what's going to happen. Like, I just prepare him for it. And then it's funny. Like, it's funny.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
You know, we just laugh. We laugh about it. But
you
that's
laugh
what
at
I would
parents'
say. Just,
expense.
I just, you got to laugh. You just got to embrace it. It's all love. Like, they don't mean any harm. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
you know?
No question. Hey, by the way, Lucy, thank you for hanging on as long as you did. Lil Jess, can we get her Chep Buchanan Show shirts?
Sure.
Get her a couple of them just for fun. Thank you so much, Lucy. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have an awesome day.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla so wonderfully reminded me that we have not told you what to listen for the final exam yet. For Chris Tucker tickets coming up at 9:40, who went through to the finals of The Masked Lover in today's round two? Gentleman by the name of Alex.
Okay.
A gentleman by the name of, you say Alex.
Alex.
All right, that'll get you Chris Tucker tickets coming up at 9:40. We have other business to handle first, though.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Jess, who's contestant number one today?
Andre Fernandez of Henderson.
Andre Fernandez, the guy who used to run this company.
Nice job,
hey,
buddy.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Welcome back.
No, it really was. The president of CBS Radio was named Andre Fernandez. So we'd always joke that, yeah, that was our boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening. What's your buzzer going to be? Nice. Oh, wait a minute. Is this a real name or a fake name?
This is...
No.
No, not you, Andre. We're moving on from you now.
Oh, sorry.
Is this a real name or a fake name?
Well, Jessica Lombardo is a fake name. And she's from Spring Valley.
Why you got to use a fake name for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown?
Because she's at work.
Why do you have to use a fake name for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown?
Because I'm shy.
Okay. I don't know about this. What's your buzzer going to be?
I know.
You know what? That makes it. Yeah, that makes up for it. You can do whatever you want. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. And here is question number one, Kayla.
Which one of Jennifer Aniston's exes attended her 50th birthday party this past weekend?
Andre first.
Brad Pitt.
Was it Brad Pitt? I think the world knows that one. But
they're going to get back together.
They hugged and everything. No, seriously. Do you think they'll get back together, Spence?
No.
Kayla?
Yes.
Lil Jess?
No, but I'm sure they've done the hibbity-dibbity.
I was just going to say they'll hook up.
They'll totally hook up.
They'll hook up, but you'll never know about it. All right, one zip, Andre. Question two.
So who tweeted curse words after Cardi B won Best Rap Album last night?
Wow, it is Jessica Lombardo.
Ariana Grande.
Is it Ariana Grande? Look at you guys. You didn't even get the questions out.
Yeah.
On fire. One apiece. So we'll keep it simple. It's Monday. We'll try not to stress anybody out too much. We'll just make this all-important third and final question worth one big, gigantic game-winning point.
So who stopped her performance at a pre-Grammys party because nobody was singing her song? Was it Dua Lipa, Bebe Rexha, or Lady Gaga?
I know.
Jessica.
I actually don't know, but... Dua Lipa?
Was it Dua Lipa for the win? dramatic pause. No. No. Wide open, though. All the pressure's on Andre now.
Was it Bebe Rexha or Lady Gaga?
I'm going to say Bebe Rexha.
Was it Bebe Rexha for the win? Not quite as dramatic a pause, but still dramatic nonetheless. I know. Yeah, you got to hear this too. Bebe Rexha goes off. Now, here's the deal. There's a bunch of industry types at this pre-Grammys party. So they're not going to get into it the way she wants or that she wants them to.
No.
And she goes off.
This song is number one for 50 weeks.
You can't really understand what she's saying. I just played it for the beeps. But she basically said, I've had 50 million, what was it, 50 million plays?
This song was number one for 15 straight weeks. My mom is embarrassed right now. Mom, calm down. Mom's telling me to calm down. I'm calm, mom. All that stuff. And then she goes on to say that you guys need to sing along with this song. So.
Easy, Bebe Rexha. Yeah. A little attitude there. But for you, Mr. Fernandez, you are the big winner. Jessica Lombardo, if that is your real name. we'll let you go, but thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Andre.
Woohoo!
She is adorable. Yeah. Andre, for you, we have general admission, or no, what do we have? General admission wristbands to the European Music Festival in May at downtown Sumlin at the Lawn. And we have you now in for the grand prize where we'll bump those up to VIP wristbands. All right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You know what? And just as importantly, maybe even just a little bit more so, you are today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Ariana Grande says that Thank You Next album saved her life. Being able to do it after going through all the stuff with Mac Miller and then Pete and all that other kind of stuff. And then to the point of the bit that we are about to do. During that, almost the better part of that song, Kayla and I are having a great discussion about Grammys, what is proper Grammy fashion.
Yes.
Because Kayla said, that dress that Ariana Grande was going to wear, that is not a Grammys dress. That is an Oscars dress.
It is.
And I said, according to who? And Spence goes, Kayla.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Plays perfectly into the upcoming bit that I have titled, But According to Kayla. So here's what I would like for you to do for us, just first blush opinion. More time, less time, and then just ballpark. It takes an average of 7.5 months for your relationship to hit the hit the comfort zone, according to a new study. 7.5 months. So if you just started dating, get ready because it's just not even going to be that comfortable until mid-September. Here are 10 dating benchmarks and apparently how long it takes to reach them. Now, according to this, before you do it for the first time, 4 months and 17 days, obviously, it's a lot shorter for some people, especially in the age of Tinder. Mm-hmm. But according to Kayla,
less time. That's a very
really.
It's a very important thing in a relationship is intimacy. Now, if you want to be celibate and practice that, that's fine. But it's a very important part of a lot
ballpark.
Of relations. I'd say no more than 3 months. I'd say 2.5.
Okay,
2.5 solid.
To sleep in the same bed 4 months and 21 days. But according to Kayla.
Less, way less. 1 month. 1 month.
1 month you're sleeping together?
Yeah.
But then I gotta for another 3 months. Yeah. We're sleeping, but we're not.
Exactly.
Oh, I ain't working the cuddle
that's
game
insane.
That long.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's insane.
That Goodbye. Isn't even a sleeping with someone is an even more intimate act than doing it.
Again. But
that's right.
It's according to
Kayla. Can't argue with her on that.
Showering at the other person's place, 4 months and 29 days. But according to Kayla,
way less. I don't want to be, I can wake up in the morning and be like, I got to clean, bro. Come on. I got to get take a shower and
How
stuff.
Long?
1 month.
The minute you sleep over, you're allowed to use their shower.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, but usually it's because you're going back to question number one.
Right. I'm definitely using it then.
For sure.
You need it.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Can't go to work with that.
The length of time before you cry in front of them for the first time. 5 months and 24 days. But according to Kayla.
Yeah, I'd say more time. You need more time before you can break that seal, unfortunately.
I expected you to say never. That would never be, cry in front of them.
Never show weakness.
That would happen during the sexual part, I think.
How long?
I'd give it at least 8 months.
Eight months?
Well, yeah, because you got to show them that you can be tough and you can hang at everything, so...
I wanted to do this way, and I totally forgot that I had this ready. I don't know if this will work well or not. Let's just try this. How long while you're dating before you can sit in silence without feeling awkward? This says 5 months and 27 days. But according to Kayla...
More time. You need more time than that. So we getting to know each other. Like, Buddy and I now.
That's
just
almost
now,
6 months.
I know, Buddy and I just now, we're 2.5 years into our relationship. We just now started sitting on the couch and not speaking to each other.
By the way, that's the best part of marriage right there. I tell you something. A few years in, just sit there and don't say a word.
So you're telling me for the last, 3.5, maybe 4 months, the Buddy has been sitting there going, oh, my God, when will she stop talking?
By the way, more like the other way around, because Buddy's a talker. I talk for a living, so when I go home, I'm sitting in silence.
All right. It says here that the amount of time before you can talk openly about that time of the month, 6 months and 13 days. But according to Kayla...
Never. You never talk about it. Other than
never,
a fleeting
ever?
Utterance of, yeah, it's probably not a good time right now. And then they go, oh, okay. And then you don't. But you don't disclose that kind of thing to them. Like, oh, these cramps are the worst thing ever.
Why not? You tell us.
Well, you're like my brothers. Like, that's cool. I want to torment you. That's the whole point of telling you about the gross things.
But what is there to discuss, quite honestly? I mean, okay. That's nice.
It's a heavy one.
I have a mom and a sister. I'm aware of what happens. So,
I know, okay. My wife will tell me. She'd be like, I'm telling you right now, I will eat every single thing in the house and potentially one of the dogs. You know? She'll say, I mean, maybe it's not that far, but I mean, she'll say it. She'll say it openly.
Okay.
She'll go, God, why am I so hungry? You know, or... Because she doesn't move.
I feel like that's a different side of it, though. As far as food, that's fine. But I ain't going to talk to you about, like, the heaviness of what's going on down there and everything. So
we have four more. It says here the amount of time before you can walk around naked, 6 months and 18 days. But according to Kayla, I lied. There's only two more after this. How long before you can walk around naked?
That is completely accurate, Chet. 6 months and some odd days is perfect because then you're in comfort body with somebody else. So maybe you put on just a couple of LBs from comfort relationship. So then they can kind of see you how you should be.
You know, what's funny. My wife grew up in the South, still covers up on occasion,
really?
on occasion, not always, but sometimes.
Okay.
You'll see it. I think it's adorable. I really do. I think it's adorable. How long before you let them take care of you when you're sick? Says here, 6 months and 21 days of dating. According to Kayla.
More time. I say more time.
Oh, my God.
Why? Because you're not even living together yet. Like, I don't want you to come over to my house and get sick. So I'd say more time because then we might be living together and you're obligated.
There's got to be a commitment. It's like asking the one to take you to the airport. You know, it's the same idea. You can't just
can do the next day. The day after you go on your first date. Yeah, that's fine. That's just a ride.
Help me move. Same thing. No.
I don't know. That's
a year
commitment.
And a half, 2 years.
All right, here's the big one. Using the bathroom with the door open, 6 months and 24 days. Passing gas in front of each other. Just missed the top 10 at 6 months and 25 days. Using the bathroom with the door open and passing gas in front of each other just shy of 7 months. Bye! according to Kayla,
never.
Somehow.
Ever.
Ever?
Never.
Still not to this point.
Nope, not happening ever.
Not even just a little fluffer?
No, I may put him down the hall if he has to do that. So
trust me, when you get married and later on, you'll be on the toilet and he'll be handing you his dental floss to throw in the garbage can right next to the other side of the
No,
toilet.
At this point, she's right. She will never get married.
No.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
I was a little surprised with as much stage time as Miley got last night that they didn't. And Mark Ronson was obviously there because he was on stage too. I was kind of surprised they didn't do Nothing Breaks Like the Heart. I was a little surprised.
But it made sense.
And especially when Miley's up there singing Jolene. Who was the one that called that?
Yeah.
Spence.
You can hear it in her voice.
Yep. So I was kind of surprised that didn't happen. But anyway, you'll hear that song in just a minute. George Washington's hair was not a wig. And in fact, he wasn't actually known for wearing one. So nobody really understands how, I mean, the official picture and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, sure, throw one on.
Right.
But he actually had all natural hair, plenty of it, and it was most likely red. Not white.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. A lot of like the documentary type stuff that I see or like that show Turn that I liked so much. It was about spies during the American Revolution. Yeah, he had red hair.
Huh.
So, ah.
Only four states still allow prisoners to have conjugal visits. So if you're going to be a criminal, probably better go to California, New York, Connecticut, or Washington.
Oh.
Those are the only places. So does it work that way too? Do girls get conjugal visits?
Sure.
I'd assume, yeah.
Did a man come in? Boy, no pressure there,
right?
Jeez. Get in here. We got an hour. it was a long drive.
Yeah. I had nothing else to do.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just Well, I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
There are only three countries in the world. Never mind. I'm not doing that one. Peanut M&M's, invented by a guy named Forrest Mars. M&M Mars.
Okay, yeah.
Forrest Mars. Yeah, allergic to peanuts.
Oh, what? Really?
Yikes.
They invented peanut M&M's. And Americans spend $70 billion a year, more than we spend on books, movies, music, video games, and tickets to sporting events combined on... You were thinking about it. Did you think you knew?
The only thing I think about is like toothpaste. I don't know.
No, like frivolous, stupid stuff.
I don't know.
Americans spend $70 billion a year on the lottery.
Wow, really? Okay.
More than books, movies, music, video games, and tickets to sporting events all combined.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan, the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
What you got there, little Jess?
9-year-old Sandro Cunningham. He's already hard at work in Trenton, New Jersey. I mean, he took the smallest thing, which probably didn't cost him anything to get started, and it's just grown so big. He set up a coat rack right across from Trenton Area Soup Kitchen with a sign that says, "Are you cold? Take one. If you want to help, leave one." And this thing has grown so big. He is helping out the homeless, keeping them warm, especially during a time where the low is 31 out there. So, Sandro Cunningham, you are
nice work.
The greatest person in the world.
Spence.
You know, this guy, Jib Street, he's been playing hockey all his life. He's from Canada, you know. moves to the United States, gets a little pickup hockey games, playing some little hockey, and goes down. Fortunately, there's a doctor on the team, Dr. Craig Bryant, who realizes there's something wrong. Well, Jib is...
Oh, like just for no reason,
He went down, full cardiac arrest.
Oh, no.
And basically, during that pickup game, the doctor rushed to his help. They're calling it Miracle on Ice, as apparently a bunch of guys came in, CPR. They used an AED unit, whatever the heck that is.
Is that the paddles?
I got to believe that's what that is, right?
I'd assume, yeah.
Yeah, D is for defibrillator.
Yes. Yep. Apparently, good didn't job. Have a... Hey, Jib didn't have a pulse for 5 minutes.
Holy.
So, saved his life, so... Hey, if you're going to play hockey, play it with a doctor.
No kidding.
Dr. Craig Bryant, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
Good advice from your Uncle Spence.
Right?
If you're going to, yeah, with a doctor. Kayla Joan?
So 10 years ago, there was a 9-year-old named David Aguilar. He was born with a rare genetic condition where he only had like a right forearm. Like he didn't have a right forearm, just the upper part of his arm. So he built the forearm out of Legos, which, as he goes, no, probably not that stable. I mean, it's cool to look at, but not that stable. But within 9 more years, he actually ended up rebuilding an arm with those Legos, so it was so durable that he could do push-ups and fully work out with this arm.
Wow.
And because he built that arm, he actually got into a university. Now he's 19 years old, but he got into a university and is studying bioengineering in Spain. He also hosts a popular YouTube channel called Hand Solo.
Oh, what?
And he actually plans to graduate and hopes to design a prosthetic solution. So, David Aguilar, never too early to start, man. Good job, and you is.
The
greatest person in the world.
In the world!
What, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is Spence's challenge music, but this fits right here. Because I got me an email earlier this morning from the Navy Office of Community Outreach. It says, hello, we're the Navy Office of Community Outreach. That's who I got it from.
That's how you know
it's from them. Navy Office, Community Outreach. I don't know if you heard. It says, we travel the globe to collect sailors' photos and distribute. I've had 90 minutes of sleep. If you're not, I couldn't sleep last night. And it's now starting to affect me. And they collect the photos and distribute them to their hometown media. These photos are great for running as news items or simply creating a social media post that increases engagement with your communities. Well, it's a radio show.
Right.
So I'm just going to have to tell you the story of the picture.
Okay.
Dateline, Newport News, Virginia. Captain Jeremy Vaughn from Las Vegas, Nevada, assigned to the USS Gerald R. Ford, was promoted to his current rank of captain by his daughters.
Oh.
During a promotion ceremony in the ship's in-port cabin, the Ford is currently undergoing its post-shakedown availability at Huntington Ingalls Industries, Newport News Shipbuilding. I just think it was cool that, A, way to go, Jeremy Vaughn.
That's very cool.
And you know somebody here, I know that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jeremy Vaughn is in the Navy. He's got the two daughters. Yeah. Number one, he got promoted to captain. That's cool. Number two, that his daughters were there and were able to be part of that promotion ceremony.
That is so sweet.
Just awesome. And God bless America. And thank you to everybody who serves to give us the right to say that you just might be. Oh, hang on a second. Let me turn that up here for a second because that was where the music was a second ago.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
So, hey, little Jess, who'd you get for us?
Susan Hernandez of the Southwest.
Hey, Suzanne. Is it Susan or Suzanne?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, we put another person through on the Masked Lover this morning in round number two. A gentleman by the name of?
Alex.
Did you hear Alex earlier?
I did.
I like Alex.
Yeah.
I like Alex a lot.
Seems like a be good a contender.
Guy. I'm not trying to be a shortest.
No.
But he is 5'10".
Well, and Jess is 6'3", man. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He is 5'10". She is 6'3". But that probably has a lot more to... Jess, you don't care, though.
Well, 5'10"'s kind of up there, you know? It's not like I've got to bend down, bend over too far, anything like that. And
to do what?
He's going to be all right.
What are we talking about?
I feel
about?
Like he might be eye level with me.
About right now.
Even though he's 5'10".
He's going to come up to your nose.
It'll work out.
Yeah. He's as tall as Spence.
He's about as tall as I am.
It'll be all right.
All right, good.
I like it. It's like a Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go before I say something I shouldn't because I've only had 2 hours of sleep. I promise I'll get more rest for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you, Suzanne, have tickets to see Chris Tucker at the Wynn Las Vegas, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Hang on 1 second, and we'll get that all taken care of. Oh, and the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the European Music Festival coming to downtown Summerlin in May. Get discounted tickets now at europeanmusicfest.com, and we will see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow if you want.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.